This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Every liberal city and state is heading for an outcome that's similar to Venezuela. Now, in Venezuela right now, things are so desperate. You've heard all the stories, but maybe you haven't heard this one. People are now digging up corpses in the hopes of finding gold teeth or jewelry or anything that they can trade for food to not starve to death. So think about what that means, that the people in Venezuela, they've already gone through the stage of eating all the zoo animals, and they've gone through the stage of eating all the neighbors' dogs and cats and all the squirrels and everything they can find that's living in the city. They're already living on rats and pigeons if they can find those. They're dumpster diving for food, mass starvation. The population was disarmed by the government regime, which of course is the whole point of gun control, so that there could not be an uprising to overthrow Maduro. And the power grid keeps failing. The food supplies keep failing because of government price controls, which are a staple of liberal economic policy. And now people are resorting to digging up graves, like looting corpses for gold teeth. It's just astonishing. But this is what it has come to, and this is what every liberal city in America will eventually become if things stay on their current trajectory. And the way we know that is because liberal economic policies, and if you look at the facts and the accounting of them, they can only lead to collapse. For example, a recent analysis of the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois both concluded that, well, the city will have to pay over 60% of its revenues just to fund retirees and pensions in the years ahead. 60% of its revenues. That means the city can't spend hardly anything on police or fire or roads or infrastructure or anything of that kind. They're going to have to spend 60% of their money on pensions. And the state of Illinois, which is in a similar situation, I believe, according to the projections, will have to pay 50% of state revenues to pensioners and retirees and so on. And a lot of that involves healthcare costs, by the way, which is just a big corrupt handout to Big Pharma and the corrupt medical industry involving, you know, the cancer quack fraud chemotherapy industry that is alive and well in, well, every state in America, but especially in Illinois. So all these things are unsustainable. And what this means is that every city that's run by liberals, and pardon my language here, but every city will become a shithole. Every city run by liberals will collapse economically. Every city, and we're already seeing it happen, will be basically a homeless camp, with filth and disease, needles and feces all over the streets. I mean, imagine the worst shithole city in Haiti, and that's what every liberal city is rapidly becoming: San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, Chicago, and eventually New York City, Miami, and so on and so forth. This is where it's all headed. The reason is simple. Liberal economic policies do not work. They only create poverty and they create dependence on government. They do not encourage self-reliance or innovation or small businesses or anything. For example, mandating the raising of the minimum wage in these cities, which has happened everywhere, only creates joblessness and it makes small businesses unable to afford to hire people, and so they go under. And it's disastrous. You can't just mandate $15 an hour, $20 an hour minimum wages, you just put everybody out of business. That's what happens. And that's what we're seeing. And then you have these liberal policies in places like Seattle, where the city is funding the drug habits of substance abusers. So the city actually pays for people's heroin and needles and drug treatments. And it's incredible. And the thinking is, well, it's safer if, you know, the city provides the heroin and the needles, then you're not going to have people dying from tainted heroin. And it's just, but it's all it's doing, of course, is continuing the addiction. And Seattle actually pays for, I don't know if it's heroin itself, but heroin-like drugs for addicts, like methadone and things like that. But they pay for needles and they pay for other things to help these people continue to stay addicted to substances. Now, as a result, you're already starting to see corporations fleeing liberal cities. Amazon is fleeing Seattle, for example. Numerous corporations are fleeing San Francisco and fleeing the state of California. And you're going to see this accelerate. You're going to see more companies leaving liberal cities and liberal states because the economics don't work. New York City has a multi-billion dollar shortfall just for one city. And Chicago has a multi-billion dollar shortfall over several years in terms of its budget. What this means is that these cities will have to start just flat out confiscating money from everybody. They'll have to just start stealing your house and stealing your business. They'll just take over businesses, take over property. They will literally just steal property from everybody in order to just start raising money. They'll start looting your bank account. If you have a bank account in Chicago and you're a resident of Chicago, they're going to just take money out of your bank account. They have to, because they can't have a smaller government, and they've made all these promises to their retirees and pensioners, and they've made healthcare promises and so on. The only way they can make good on those promises is to just start looting like crazy. When that happens, more people leave. People are like, WTF, man, why would I stay in the city when the government is just putting a gun to my head and robbing me of my earnings and my savings and stealing my business, taking my bank account? Why am I staying here? People will leave. And you know who will leave first? Wealthy people. Wealthy people, because they're the first ones who are always looted. And it was Cuomo of New York who said this a few months ago. He said, "We taxed the rich, and then the rich left." They fled. They all moved to Florida or other states that don't have an income tax, like Texas or Wyoming, for that matter. The rich will leave, and then the tax base vanishes. And then these liberal cities, and this is already happening, will have sky-high costs, huge entitlements that they owe retirees and so on. They'll have mass homelessness, joblessness, substance abuse, drug addiction, prostitution, criminal gangs running rampant in the cities, and they'll have no money to pay for any of this because the rich will leave. And the poor don't have enough money to tax. And they would rise up if they had to pay anything anyway. So these cities are all effed. They are unsustainable and they will collapse. You are going to see the Venezuelization of Seattle, of New York City, San Francisco, and these other liberal cities, and Chicago, Detroit, for that matter. It's practically parts of Detroit are almost already Venezuela, if you go to the right sections. So this is irreversible unless we just completely banish all Democrats from power, which is a great idea, but I don't think it's going to happen from a practical sense. You know, you have to reform welfare, you have to reform food stamps, you have to reform education, you have to break the cycle of Democrats keeping people dumbed down and dependent. You have to start teaching people how to take care of themselves. You have to have higher education standards and so on. That's not likely to happen, especially Democrat-controlled cities. So they are on a suicide path. They will implode. They will crater. And people will flee. So if you don't want to be caught up in that, then don't live in one of those liberal cities. Get outside the city and be prepared for a mass invasion, like a zombie wave, exiting the cities, like an exodus of liberal zombies, diseased and starving and penniless, sweeping across the countryside, looting farmhouses, looking for bags of rice. You better be ready for that, because that day is coming. Democrats destroy everything they touch. That's what they do. And they will destroy your city if you let them remain in power. Stay informed. Read my website, newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And you can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.